So the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what could I do that Allah will love me and the people will love me, because it's difficult for both Allah and people to love you. You see what I'm saying? It's difficult. You're working in a company, you got a boss, you want time 5 times a day to pray. The boss is like, look, I better hire a non-Muslim, because you need morning, afternoon, Friday to go for prayer. What is this? Let me hire a non-Muslim. Actually, a lot of Muslims hire non-Muslims because of that. They're so stupid. They don't want people who pray in their business so it could bring barakat in the shop. What do you call that? Stupidity, eh? Bewakufi. You're looking at 5 minutes loss of time as opposed to prayer of Allah in your business place that will bring millions of barakat in your business. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't think. We don't have the vision. We think right here. You know what it is to have a... But you know what you're going to do? You're going to pay a guy to come and just make one dua once a year when you open the business, as opposed to 5 times prayer. That's how we think. We don't think how we're supposed to think as believers. So then the boss does not like that worker. And that's how it goes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, he told the man, he said, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you based on what you have asked, he said, you must live a life different to the rest of the people in this world. Subhanallah, that's deeper. He says, live a life different to everybody else. You know this Imama, you see this? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and started giving his message, the Jews and the Christians, some of them used to tie this. You go check Christian Jewish movies. They would tie this cloth. Some of them would put just only the kippah. You know how the Jews have a kippah on the head. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know what? I got to be different to everybody else. What did he do? He took the hat, the kippah, and he tied the cloth. So he was different. He always loved to do things different to everybody else. Very unique. Yeah, very unique. Last week, a couple of weeks ago, you had Muharram, 10th of Muharram, Ashura. The Jews used to fast on the 10th of the first month of the religious calendar. Prophet said, we will fast 9 and 10th or 10 and 11th, so we'll be different. He was very unique. He just wanted to be different. That's the man that we follow. Unique, dynamic, leader, not a follower. But we Muslims, everything we see somebody else do, we want to do. Now remember what I'm saying, there are things that are natural. You gotta get married, you gotta have a car, you gotta have a job, that's normal. But in the competition with everybody, that's the problem. The intention, innamal a'malu binniyat, is important. Then we forget what we are doing for the pleasure of Allah. وَمَا قَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Everything we do, our car, our house, our business, our family, should be for the pleasure of Allah. So we do it the way Allah says, in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But if we buy a car to please the people next door to compete, everybody got this, we got that. A house to suit the people in the community, everybody got that, we got the people of my... Then your intention is corrupted. Then you don't get blessings.